Okay, we're picking up with the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We are four lines from the top of Pei Vav Amud Aleph. These are one of those dapim that you just, everything obviously is Mishamayim, but you just say to yourself, oh, I wish we got this one day before, 2 days before. This whole sugya today, we're going to see in today's daf, is about when did Klal Yisrael actually get the Torah and the dinim of Kabbalah Satorah. So it's a really, in Yana de Yoma, extremely one day after we just celebrated the day of Shavuos. But anyway, either way, we'll discuss the Mishnah and the Gemara following about Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So the Mishnah deals with a few different subjects before, after mentioning the idea Shechvatzera. So the Mishnah starts off with Minayin Letes Shechvatzera Biyom Ashlishi. Really, the Gersha should be Shehi Tmeya. So how do we know that a person, a woman who is emitting, it's coming out of her zera, the seed of her husband, that she's who's coming out of her body 3 days after having relations, she is going to become Tame. So now just a little bit of an introduction over here. We know that a man who has any, even relations, or if it just comes out in the middle of the night, Mikra Laila, the Lashon of the Pasuk, if a person has seed come out of him, a male has seed come out of him, he is going, Zera comes out, he is going to be Tame for one day. He goes to the mikvah and he's Tahor that night. So now the Mishnah is telling us over here that a woman also, if the zera, if the seed of the husband that she had relations with comes out of her body, that is the thing that actually happens scientifically, if that comes out, then she also becomes tame. Just Agav in Machshava, the Bali Machshava explained that whenever someone has potential life, that is always the saras of tuma. That a man's potential life of the zera, of his seed going and getting wasted and not becoming a life, that is when a person becomes tame. Same thing with a woman, when her eggs are not, they don't fertilize and they don't get mated with the sperm, that would create a human being, then a person becomes tame of nida. So anyway, that's just a side point about how tame is, but we see though, if a woman emits on the third day, she is going to become tame. And that is going to be a machlokas. We're going to see a big machlokas about this in the Gemara. I'm going to quote three deyas about this machlokas. Now, this one holds that it has to be 3 days. And the pasuk says, "Why shenemar v'yonachal nashol shesamin." The pasuk, in regards to matan Torah, it says, "Al tikshu elisha." Don't come close to women, meaning don't have relations with your wife. And the purpose of this, in order to ensure that no one in Klal Yisrael will be in a state of tuma when the Torah was given. And it's just important to know, like we just said, if a man is able to just go to the mikveh that day and then he's tar that night, so then why do you need a whole 3 day waiting period? Elamai, the Mishnah is pointing out that it needs to be for the woman who is having relations with her husband, that if we're afraid, after the third day, she will become tameh, so then she would be tameh for matan Torah. Tosfos just point out though, we don't see anywhere that there was a problem with having zav, zavos, and other tumas, someone who's a nida, get the Torah, receive the Torah. So why are we so makbid about specifically the tuma of zera, the tuma of sperm coming out of the woman? So Tosfos explained that based on the Gemara in Brachos that says, we saw this Gemara, that it says by the pasuk of why it is, you know, a Balkari is not learning Torah, because it says, Yom Asher Matal Lefnei Hashem Bechorev. It says that when it comes to Torah, it has to be beresef as a zia, it has to be with extreme trepidation. And they say, and then based on that, the Gemara says that a zav matorah is allowed to learn Torah. However, someone who is a balkari, someone who has tuma of his seed coming out, is considered because of kalas rosh, because his lightheadedness, he is not allowed to learn Torah. So just the kasha that I was just thinking of is that would make sense for the balkari. What do I have to do with the woman 3 days later? So it must be that you have a little plug, even for the woman, we're going to assume that there's some sort of lightheadedness even 3 days later after that period of time. Okay, so then the Mishnah continues, how do we know that we have a baby who is 3 days old and is considered a chola sheyesh basakana, and he's considered a dangerously ill, even the ones that we'd violate Shabbos for in order to give him the hot bath? In the Gemara's time, they assumed that giving them a hot bath was extremely crucial for the health of the baby. The Rama already writes that even in his time, that we should not be violating Shabbos, you should prepare the hot water before, meaning he obviously felt it was not necessarily something that was life-saving, and I don't think medically we assume that this Matzias is true in our days, that a person, the babies need a hot bath. They're talking on the day of when it comes to the Shechem, that Dafka, Shimon and Levi decided to kill them on the third day when they were extremely weak. That day, they decided to kill them. And then, okay, so now just the hemshech minayin shekoshin lashon shel zahoris berosh sir mishtalech. How do we know that they put this strip of red wool around the goat that was sent away to Azazel? We know there was two, right? There was two karbanos. The Kohen Gadol used to, there was the lottery, right? There was one that was brought, Lashem, that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That blood was sprinkled on by the parochas in the right, the achas v'achas. That whole thing was based on that korban. And then the second one, which was sent to Azazel, they would send it through Ishi Tia Midbara. He sent it to the Midbar into off the cliff. So they used to tie a strip of red wool dafka around this goat in Azazel, because based on the pasuk, the remez of the pasuk shenemar, we say this in Slichos, im yu chatasim kishanim kashelig albinu, that if your sins are like scarlet, they're going to become white as snow. And that lashon, the Mishnah is understanding that the Yeshayahu is an allusion to the practice that we have of tying red wool in Mirtz Hashem when the Klal Yisrael doesn't sin, then it'll turn white. So now that we have one more minayan in this, ending off this parak minayan, shelasicha, this idea of minayan of this idea over here, minayan, lasicha shikishtia biyom kippurim. How do we know that someone who's anointing himself with oil, that's like drinking on Yom Kippur? So the pasuk says, afi shein ra'ah lezecha davar, there's no real proof, but it's an allusion to this in the pasuk. The pasuk says, shenemar v'tavo kamayim v'kirbo chashem v'kvotosav. The pasuk says, it'll come like water into someone's stomach and oil into his bones. And the pasuk over here is David HaMelech is referring to, he's cursing someone, a rasha, and it's referring to the fact that the curse is going to enter his body like water and oil into a person's body. So we see that the pasuk is comparing that anointing the body with drinking water. Okay? So to point out, why isn't this a full-fledged truth? Because we're not over here talking about rechitza. So the pasuk over here the pasuk is talking about rechitza. It's talking about washing, not necessarily bathing oneself, and not necessarily discussing anointing, like drinking. So that's not an explicit proof. Okay, so either way, we said, as Agav, there's a machlokas rishonim, whether or not bechlal, sicha keshtia is a dinda reisa on Yom Kippur. Is there an iser, is sicha a dinda reisa on machlokas, if I remember correctly, it's machlokas Rambam and the Tosos, whether or not even the Ashari Nuyim, just Achil or Shtia, are going to be a De'oraisa or not. Okay, so then for sure they would hold that this idea over here is only a remez and maybe not even a din De'oraisa according to the one who holds its De'rabbanan. Fine, so now the Gemara is going to analyze the first part of the Mishnah. This is what we're talking about over here, basically. It's going to be our whole daf, is analyzing, it's going to get into the sugya of when the Torah was given, analyzing these machlokes over here. So now the Gemara now says, Rishi de lo kar levez rai. The first part of the Mishnah is not like Shitas Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. What is the first part of the Mishnah? We said that if a woman has the sperm of the husband come out on the third day after relation, she's going to be tameh. And so we know from the Braisa we're going to mention in a few moments that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah is not that Shita, because Rabbi Lezer holds that if a woman has the sperm come out on the third day, then it is going to be tahor. So that's that point of the Mishnah. However, the Gemara points out that there's a problem because the Seifa, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, however, the second part of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, which says that when it comes to the Seifa that said that permitting bathing a baby on the third day, assuming that it's a Secholah Sheyesh B'Sakana, it's considered someone who's dangerously ill and that we could violate Shabbos for, that follows Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, because the later half actually points out, this Gemara, we're going to get to this Gemara much later in the Gemara and Shabbos, is going to have Machlokas. The Chachamim disagree. They say that the third day is not considered Secholah Sheyesh B'Sakana, and you cannot violate Shabbos for this. So the bar is bothered by this now because the first part is not Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, and the second part is Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. So the Gemara now says, because the Ikar Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, because if you want to assume that the first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Tahura Shamin Alei. We've learned that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds that a woman who has Zera come out on the third day after relation, she's considered Tahar. So how are we going to explain that it was Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah? So now, again, we have a stira that the first part of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. The second part seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. So Rashi points out, there's a long Rashi over here, the Rashi points out there's really two fundamental approaches in the Amoraim to explain when you have a stira like this in two Stam Mishnayos over here. So there's one Shita that generally assumes that it's the better way of dealing with this stira is to fix the Mishnah, that you change some words around, you add some things to the Mishnah, or you assume that we're talking about two different cases. That is one way to explain how to get around the stira. And the second way to explain when you have a stira like this, when you have a contradiction like this in the Mishnayos, is that another way to get around this is it's better to assume that the Mishnah is just quoting two different Shitas over here. One is like Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, and the other one is going to be like another Tana, as we'll see the Gemara about to say now. The Gemara now says, "Man de lo mukim lekatanai." So the one who doesn't assume that the different Mishnayos are talking about different shitas, so then how is he going to explain this all being Aliba de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So he's going to amend the Mishnah, like we mentioned. They said it's better to amend the Mishnah as one shita. I assume that the whole Mishnah is assuming is going to be like one dea, one opinion. Tana Reisha Torah. Therefore, he's going to assume that the first part of the Mishnah said Tahora. That how do I know that after 3 days a person's Tahor, meaning the third day is in fact Tahor, and then not like we originally assumed that would be Tamei. Umuki la lakula Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we mentioned, then that whole first shita would be the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that the Gemara Mandabukila Katanaya, and the one who generally assumes that the better way to do that is referring to two different Tanayim, so how is he going to explain this Mishnah? Then Resha Rabbanan Vesefik Rabbanan was another. Then very simple, the Resha is going to be like Shitas Rabbanan, as we mentioned, that holds that the third day is in fact going to be problematic. So then he's going to hold like Rabbanan, and then the Seif would be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa, quoting all of those Shitas with regards to someone who has the Zera, the sperm of the husband, come out of her body after relations. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, we have a braisa that says the following, Poletus shifat zera beyom ha-shlishi tahora, that a woman who has the emission of the sperm of the husband on the third day after relations, she's considered tahor. Div Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, this is the shita of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. So Rashi points out, give an example to make this a little bit easier, because we have to get down how this works, is that according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, if a woman has relations on Thursday, the example Rashi says, meaning any time from Wednesday night already is considered halachically Thursday, so if she has any time for that, and she has, and then she has the, afterwards it comes out of her body on Shabbos, so then she's going to be tahor. So Rashi points out that would be the case whether you had relations on Wednesday night or you had relations on Thursday afternoon right before Shkia, right before it was really already Thursday night. According to him, that with the Ikar is that we go after the fact. If you go the third calendar day, the third day is going to be the Ikar of him as opposed to we're going to see Onos. Onos means a time period. An ona is like one nighttime period is an ona, or one daytime period is an ona. That's going to be important for the next shita. Rabbi Shmuel says, pa'amim shein arba onos, pa'amim shein chamash onos, pa'amim shein shesh onos. Sometimes it's going to be, four periods of time, sometimes it's going to be five periods of time, sometimes it's going to be six periods of time. As I mentioned before, a daytime period is one is considered one unit, and a nighttime is considered another unit of time. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that any time it's coming out for 3 days is tar only beginning. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that really only the fourth, only, again, Rabbi Shmuel holds that any time it's coming, it's going to be Tameh for 3 days and it's only going to be Torah on the fourth, day after relations. However, he's going to assume that when you start counting is going to depend on the amount of days and not necessarily the onos. So he holds, for example, right now, so he holds if you have if you have relations anytime on Wednesday, meaning not Thursday, it's going to be more machmir on Wednesday, so then anything that happens on Shabbos is going to be tar. So basically he holds you need three full days in order to assume that the sperm that comes out of the woman is going to be tar. So, and according to him, it doesn't matter if you have relations on Wednesday afternoon or Tuesday night, meaning, even though you're missing a whole ona over there, so it doesn't matter as long as you have the three full days, and on the fourth day you're then going to not have a problem anymore, that would be his shita. So according to him, basically you don't need to have to go after the full onas, the time periods, rather you're going after days that you need three full days, and the fourth day is not going to be a problem. However, Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Omer La'olam Chamesh, it's always going to be five units of time, five periods of time, so according to Rabbi Akiva, that you need five full nighttime and daytime periods. So you need to have, let's say again, so according to Rabbi Akiva, you need to have, let's start with Wednesday night. So you have Wednesday night, over a person's relations, you have Wednesday night is one unit, then you have Thursday is two units, Thursday night is three units, Friday is four units, Friday night is five units. So that means, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you have the five units passed already, you would not have an issue. However, if you had relations, let's say, on Wednesday afternoon, so you don't have any more late Wednesday afternoon, so you only have Wednesday night, Thursday, so you have Thursday night, Friday night, and then Shabbos morning, so that's only four units, according to Rabbi Akiva, that would not be okay, that would be problematic. However, if part of the first time period is already passed after they have had relations, we would give her that equivalent on the sixth the sixth period of the time unit in order to finish the full five time periods. Meaning, according to, just use a practical to make it easier, let's say, for example, they had relations 3 hours after the Shkia on the fifth unit. So they had 3 hours after the Shkia on Wednesday night in our example. So they have three hours after the Shkia, they have it on Wednesday night, then, on 3 hours after Alos HaShachar, which is then the fifth unit, then you would, according to Rabbi Akiva, that would be okay, so that would no longer make that Zera Tame, and the woman would be Tahar. So now, the Gemara is going to explain how would each of these Tanaim interpret the Pesukim, so that this Pasuk. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbanan Kamei Rav Papa. The Amar Rav Papa, the Rava. Some say that Rav Papa said this to Rava Bishlam, and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Kirabbanan, Damri B'chamishi, Avid Prisha. So now I understand Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he's going to assume that, like the Rabbanan, that say that in the times of Matan Torah, when did this Tzivoy happen? We know that Torah was given on Shabbos. So if the Torah was given on Shabbos, when did they have to refrain from having relations with their wives? That had to be a Thursday, before Mamet Har Sinai. Because if you have it by Thursday, you have Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos, the third calendar there, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is very good. He's going to assume that at that point no longer would become Tame. However, Rabbi Shmuel, how is it going to be Shmuel? I'm going to explain. Rabbi Yossi, don't remember Rabbi Avi preacher. Rabbi Shmuel, who is more Machmer, he's going to hold like Rabbi Yossi, as we're going to see Shitas Rabbi Yossi explained on the next Amud. So we're going to see that he holds it really, it happened already on Wednesday, they had to be Poresh. So then you had three full days. You had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, three full days. Only on the fourth day there would not be an issue. So then even if the woman was Poleta Shech Vazerev, if the sperm came out of her body on Shabbos, there would be no issue. El Rabbi Akiva, come on, but Rabbi Akiva, who does yield like? Meaning, who is he going to base his opinion that says that it's with five onos after relations with the woman is going to become tame? How are we going to fit that in to assume that you have that? That we only mentioned 3 days. It only mentions Shol Shayamim. Doesn't say anything about onos. So the Gemara says, "La'olam Rabbi Yossi." Rabbi Akiva really holds like Rabbi Yossi that it was given the tzivo was given on Wednesday. However, he has to add in one little factor that Kedemar Avad Bar Ava Moshe Bashkam Alav Bashkam Yav, that Moshe would always go up Har Sinai, meaning every day we saw he was constantly going up and down, warning Klai Yisrael about different things. So he would go up early in the morning. Bashkam Alav, and also he would go up early in the morning, and also how do we know this? And again, Bashkam Alav Bashkam Yav, he would also go down early in the morning. So Bashkam Alav, how do I know this? Vayashkam Moshe Boker Vayal Har Sinai. The pasuk says Moshe came up early in the morning and he went up Har Sinai. Bashkama Yarad, and he went down during early in the morning as well. The pasuk says, "Go down with Aaron with you." The pasuk seems to assume that the going down and going up are similar; that they would both be early in the morning. So, exactly, there's a hekesh, meaning it's comparing the fact that he's going down to going up. Ma'aliyah bashkama, just like he was going up was early in the morning. So to afirida bashkama, so to when he's going down, Arsina was also early in the morning. So when Moshe went on Wednesday, that's when he gave them the tzivoy of being poorish from Isha. It must have been this. Therefore, if it was Wednesday afternoon, then that we have, according to Rabbi Akiva, works out, there was full five onos. But the Gemara asks on this Rabbi Akiva, so the Gemara says, lemele the memrelu. But why would Moshe have to command them at that point in time, during the Wednesday morning, to not have relations? V'amar Avuna Yisrael Kadoshim, and Avuna used to say that Yisrael are people who are holy, v'en misham shimotem bayom. They don't have relations during the day. So, they don't have relations during the day. Why is there an issue to have relations during the day? Different Pshatim Rashi. Nida says that a person is going to be looking at inappropriate places of the wife. A person is not supposed to be staring at those areas of the wife. Others explain that he might see Davar Meguna with his wife. Whatever the reason is, a person is not supposed to, for tznius reasons, a person is not supposed to be having relations with his wife during the day. I'll pick up others. Very similar things about having relations with the wife during the day. So we see that over here, that there's no point of commanding them to do so. So the Gemara answers, no, there is a case where it's mutar amarava imaisa beisafel mutar, that if it's very dark out, and we don't have to be afraid of those issues that we just laid out before, of what could probably be possibly problematic during the day of having relations, then it would be allowed. Rav and some say Rav Papa said this answer, Talmud Chacham, Mafil B'Taliso, Umutar. That a Talmud Chacham, someone who's a big Talmud, big Talmud Chacham, they don't explain it, a Torah scholar, he is allowed to have relations if he uses his coat and covers himself, because again that would get rid of the problem of tznius. We're not afraid he's going to be staring at his woman because Talmud Chacham, he knows that I have it. So under the circumstances that are necessary, it would be mutter for him to have relations. Saw very Geshmak and Kasha, the Mishmar Levi, Rav Schlesinger asked the Kasha. He said, "How do you know who Talmud Chacham was? The Torah wasn't given yet. We're talking over here, we're giving an answer for why I have to give the tzivui on Wednesday, because the Talmud Chacham is mutter to have relations during the day. What do you mean, Talmud Chacham is mutter to have relations? Who's the Talmud Chacham? You didn't have the Torah yet. So he gave a teretz that maybe we're talking about the three halach, we had kibud avei and paraduma and Shabbos, right? The dinim that they had before, and maybe that's the, could be the teretz. I was thinking, maybe just they already, so you could always tell who's going to be the big masvid. That certain personality traits, or certain things that a person does, that a person you have is very diligent just in general, whatever shmiras and mitzvahs, how he is, maybe they already knew who already the Talmud Chacham were going to be. I don't know though. I just thought that was interesting about who the Talmud Chacham was. Okay, either way, so the Gemara now says, Gemara is assuming that starting out the next Om, but the Gemara said, assumes that according to all opinions, you are allowed to go to the mikvah on Friday night and be then getting the Torah on Shabbos morning. The Torah again was given Shabbos. The Gemara says, but then if that's the case, they're going to be Tefillah Yom. We know Tefillah Yom is not allowed to eat kachim and certain things that it's restricted from. So if they were Tefillah Yom, meaning because if they go to the mikvah only on Friday night, then you're still, the rule about Tefillah Yom is that someone who goes to the mikvah, you have to wait the whole day to pass in order to hear for your day to end. So the Gemara answers the Abaye bar Ravin bar Rav Chani bar Ravin demar Teva. They will say Nisna Torah la Tevul Yom, that the Torah was in fact given to Tevul Yom. There's no issue. Rashi points out that we only see this for Kachim. It's not necessarily something that is and going into the Beis Hamikdash. We don't see something that's like lacking to receive the Torah. So it wouldn't be a problem if the Tevul Yom got the Torah. So the Gemara now says Yosef Marmei bar Kamar leila Shmeita Amar le Ravina le Memre. Nitna Kamar so Ruila Kamar. So he said this idea, and he said, was the Torah actually given to Tevul Yom, or was it just something to say that it could have been given to it could have been given to Tevul Yom, but actually no Jew was at Tevul Yom, and really they went to the mikvah on Friday afternoon. If they go to Friday afternoon before it was sunset, then we know that once the day is over, you're no longer at Tevul Yom, and your day passed, and right, the Gemara Brachos, the very first off, right? And the day has passed, and now the person becomes Torah. Tara Gavra, the person becomes Torah, and he's no longer problematic. So that's the same. So they must have gone to the mikvah on Friday afternoon, and there was no issue of Tevul Yom. So now the Gemara says, and also that we're also assuming that I guess no one became a Baal Keri on, I think Rashi points it out, that no one became a Baal Keri on a Friday night and then had to go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning because then he would also be a Tevul Yom. So it must be that Hashem made it that no one got Tumas Keri, no one had a seminal mission at nighttime. Now the Gemara asks, but Litblu Benish Mishe, so why did they go to the mikvah on Friday? Benish Mishe usually means twilight, right? In between the period of Shkia Tzitzis, it's considered twilight. They could have gone at that point. So Rashi points out that this is a Vilev Klub Torah B'nish Masha, and then the Torah could be given on Friday night. Rashi points out that this is a Kashan Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that you need five Onos, and they got the Halacha was given to them on a Wednesday afternoon. So then if you have Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, that's already five Onos. So when the five Onos are expired, you're allowed to get the Torah. So why don't they get the Torah on Friday night, Lefi Shitas Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, because Lo Merash B'Sisi Debarti quotes the Pasuk, Rashi has seemed to have a Gersa, so we'll just quote the Gersa we have, that the Pasuk says, you don't speak in secret, that Kash Baruch is referring to giving of the Torah. That he didn't want the Torah to be given in secret, rather he give it in front of all of the, everyone for the, in the daytime, and for all to witness. And the Marsha points out, because if other nations argue that you never got the Torah, we could tell them, yes we did, we got in broad daylight, and 600,000 people saw this Torah, we didn't make it up, they didn't have it in the middle of the night, they had some crazy dream, happened in the middle of the day, everyone realized it. That is one of the claims that we have against every other religion, the proof that Judaism is correct, is that we assume not like any other religion, like Christianity and Muslim, that God came to one person and then he told him that. Okay, you can make up the story about anyone having that, but we claim that 600,000 people, we know, Hashem came to 600,000 people and said, 600,000 men, really 2 million people, Baruch, and came to them and said, I'm giving you the Torah, and witnessed Hashem's revelation to all of Klal Yisrael. That's something you can't deny, that 600,000 people got something wrong. Okay, not getting into the whole Emunah Shkafa now, but that's what the Maharsha brings down, that's why Dafka had to be given in the middle of the day. Hashem wanted us to realize that we are the special nation and that we all got in the middle of the day. So now that we're asked, why don't they just go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning and then get the Torah on Shabbos morning? Why do they have to go to the mikvah on Friday night? This again is following up with this, Rashi points out, again in the Kashan Rabbi Akiva, if it's true that you only need five periods to pass, so when, why did Moshe have to give them this halacha on Wednesday morning? They could have just given him the halacha on Wednesday night, and you would still have the five onos. So why do you have to give them dafka, give them the halacha on Wednesday morning? Was could have given it later. So my answer is Rabbi Yitzchak Shaloya halal ochel nekabel Torah, halal ochel netzvila. No, it'd be a whole balagan. Everyone in the morning would be all busy going to the mikveh, you know, taking their towels and getting ready. No, everyone should be ready for the Torah properly and not have to be distracted. So the Gemara now continues. Now the Gemara says, "Forshi tam Rabbi Yechia bar Abi Rabbi Yochanan Zudar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva Avachachamim Omer Mshesh Onos Shlimos Beinan." The Chachamim hold that you need, in order for the not to have an issue of Paleta Shech Mazera for the sperm of a woman to the sperm of a man that's in the woman after relations to be, you need six full period of 12 hours in order for them to hold. And then Rashi points out they must have hold like Rabbi Yossi that was given on Wednesday, so that you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, six full onos, and then only the next day would be not be a problem of having Paleta Shech Mazera. Agav, this is extremely halacha l'maisa. This is why we wait all the extra time for the besides the Shiva Nikim that require for a Nida, we require 7 clean days. We also are Choshesh, that's why we have these extra days in the beginning, because of Paleta Shech Mazera is the Chashash that we're worried about. So therefore, Paleta Shech Mazera, we have to wait. Why do we wait 4 or 5? Why do we get to 5 days? Sfardim wait, the Shulchan Aruch waits 4, and Asher is 5, because 4 we're going to get confused between the times, and therefore we're going to have an extra day, and then 5 is an even a Chumrah on top of that, is to be very machmir to a person getting confused on both ends of Shkia and Seis. Cannot get all the whole thing right now, but we paskin Sheshono Shlemos. And it's just, if we paskin Sheshono Shlemos, the Megan of Rama has a famous kasha that if that's the case, and you hold like Rabbi Yossi, then the Gemara we're about to get to, that means that the Torah was given on the 7th of, not the 6th day of Sivan. Whole the discussion in the Achronim how to get around that kasha. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Chista, Machlokas Shapir Shamina Isha. This Machlokas is only when the sperm is coming out of the woman. About Pir Shamina Ish Tmei Akos Man Shilecha. It's a different getter completely. It's not as long. It's how long it's coming out, 3 days, whatever. As long as it is moist, if it is moist, it's going to become tamei. And if it's not moist, it is not going to become tamei. Nothing to do with the smell or anything like that. The Gemara asks, "Kashla Meisir of Sheshes v'chol Beged v'chol Ora Asher Yeh Lav Shichvat Zera." So the Drasha says that any garment a person's wearing, whether it's leather, if it's going to be zera, if there's going to be sperm on it, it's going to become tamei until the night time. So the Gemara says, "Prat l'shichvat zera she's shrucha." This would exclude the sperm if it smells bad. So the Gemara says now, my love, Shabbishman Ish, it seems to be, if it's still wet and it smells bad, it'd still not be Tame. It sounds to be, even if it's coming from a man. And that would not be Matame, the Zera anymore, the seed of the person. So the Gemara says, no, Shapir Shemin Isha, we're talking about the Zera came out from a woman onto a garment. Then in that situation, if that was the getter over here, that if it didn't smell anymore, it would not become Tame. But a man, as long as it's wet, it would become Tame. The Gemara continues, Vibra, Papa Shikhva Zera Shal Yisrael, but make Kutis Mau. When it comes to the lacha of a zera, the seed coming out of a Jew that was in a non-Jewish woman. Kusi is just a term for non-Jewish. Is it going to become tameh or not after 3 days? What's the nafkamina? Rashi points out the nafkamina. The halachic difference could be if someone touches this, is it going to become tameh or not? So the Gemara explains why it has this. Havik Yisrael, the dagi b'mitzvah chaval gufayu of the chaval dagi b'mitzvah. It's low. Jewish people in general, they're very concerned about mitzvahs, so therefore their bodies are harder. They have different bodies, they have different chemical makeup. Everything about their bodies are different. However, someone who's over the avodah zarah is not concerned with these things, and therefore their body chemical makeup is different. So maybe it would be a different getter for the 3 days. So Dilma, or another reason, kiman da'achlash katzim ramsim, that since they worship avodah zarah, they eat these terrible things, they eat gross, right, the crawling, creeping, all these animals that are disgusting, chavad gufay, their bodies become hot, and therefore it would only after 3 days as well. So the Gemara says, ve'imtim tzelomar, kevon da'achlash katzim ramsim chavad gufay, if you want to assume that when it comes to someone who eats the avodah zarah people, because they eat all these tray food and they eat different food, their bodies become hot, and therefore it would only happen after 3 days. But maybe himamau, maybe what would be the halacha about an animal? If the man had relations with an animal and it comes out of the animal, isha di isle pors or masrachas. When it comes to a woman in general, even a non-Jewish woman, they have literally the corridor. That's where the posers usually call the area before leading to the woman's uterus. If it comes over there, it's going to become very bad. Bad smelling of al behema the lace pours their love. But when it comes to an animal which doesn't have this, doesn't assume it doesn't have this area of uterus. It's just not as wide. It's not as long as that of a human. Oh, dilba lo shna. Or maybe we're going to assume there's no difference between a human and an animal. The Gemara says teku. Therefore, it should be different. The Chassam Sofer just points out from over here that we see that the chemical makeup of a Jew is completely different. Therefore, he says I don't think we could trust doctors of nowadays for hilchos nid and things like that. We need to have that same shuva. I think that's when the Rosh Hashanah likes to quote this Chassam Sofer. He writes, we need to have a Jewish medical school that we could test dafka the Jewish bodies and know what the chemical makeup and how everything scientifically is working in the Jewish bodies and not in the Goyish bodies. Okay, otherwise, the Gemara now continues. Gemara now is going to quote the Machlokas about when exactly did Har Sinai happen? Did it happen on the 6th or the 7th of the month? The 6th day of the month, did the Torah of God, the Gemara of Yossi, Omer, B'Shiva, Bo, Yossi says, however, it was on the 7th day. So now the Gemara wants to explain what the Machlokas. The Gemara says, Amar Rava. The Kule Alma Rosh Chodesh Asu Libid Bar Sinai. Everyone agrees that they came to Bid Bar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Ksiv Hacha Beyom Hazeh Beyom Bar Sinai. The pasuk says they came on Yisrael. Ksiv Hasam Hakosh Lachar Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk says one says that you're going to come. This is the beginning of the month. First Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then it also says that this is the first month. Rosh Chodesh Afkan Rosh Chodesh. Everyone is going to agree that God on Rosh Chodesh. The Kule Alma B'Shavas Nisat Torah Yisrael. So then also everyone agrees that it was given on Shabbos. Ksiv Hacha Zochodesh B'Shavas Kadosh. And also pasuk Ksiv Hasam Beyom Moshe Alam Zochodesh B'Zochodesh Malah Alam Be'Atumah Shel Yom. Everyone agrees that it was given on Shabbos. So Kipligi, you know what, we're going to pick up the Kipligi, we'll pick up in Mirz Hashem tomorrow, it's giving a little bit of background, go back to the Psukim, we'll pick up tomorrow in Mirz Hashem with the big machlokas between Riosi and the Chachamim about when the Torah was given in Mirz Hashem.